Turning now to Myanmar, where recent landslides in the northern part of the country killed about a dozen people. This after 78,000 people perished in the massive cyclone that hit the country 6 weeks ago. We're joined now by David Matheson. He's with Human Rights Watch, and he's currently in Thailand on the border with Myanmar. And if you could start off by telling us a bit more about this landslide that recently happened.
Well, as far as we know, the landslide happened in quite a big gem and ruby mining area. And the landslide was just a result of heavy rains and poor working conditions. It's sadly quite a frequent thing inside Burma.
The United Nations is estimating that more than 1 million people are still in need of assistance after the massive cyclone. How much recovery progress has been made?
Well, certainly some progress has been made in the past 6 weeks. The problem is that it's just painfully slow for the estimated 1.1 million people who are still waiting for some kind of assistance. And it's now been 6 weeks since the cyclone devastated much of the Irrawaddy Delta and parts of Rangoon and the surrounding area. And people have just been waiting, and the main obstruction hasn't been the inability of both Burmese and the international relief agencies to get down there. It's been the obstruction by the Burmese military authorities to scale up the relief efforts and actually permit international assistance and Burmese society to get down there and help people.
There's been news yesterday that yet another person has been arrested after trying to provide relief to victims. An activist named Za Tet Ta was taken into custody in the town of Minbu. What exactly is the military regime trying to accomplish with these arrests?
They're basically trying to intimidate well-known celebrities and political activists from filling the void that the government hasn't been able to fill or doesn't appear willing to want to fill. And so all these prominent people that have actually been at the forefront of providing public and social services to people inside Burma for several years now have been trying since the cyclone to get down there and distribute food aid and medicine. And the government has publicly stated a couple of weeks ago that private relief efforts like this are permitted. But then it goes and starts arresting some of the prominent people. Zargana, a very famous comedian and social activist in Burma, was arrested nearly 2 weeks ago now. What this is really a pattern of intimidation by the military authorities to curtail social relief efforts. That's because the military government wants to take all the credit for the relief efforts itself.
Is it working? Are people becoming intimidated by this?
It is unfortunately working. And, I mean, it's not just about arresting people and sending out a message. It's about searching for others. It's about putting up roadblocks on the roads to stop some people from getting down there and checking relief convoys on the rivers and the waterways, when in the situation what's needed is for the SPDC to allow professional aid workers to coordinate the relief efforts. And I think if that had have happened in the first week following the cyclone, then the vast majority of the 2.4 million people affected would have had the correct food, shelter and health aid that they needed now, and the recovery would have been well on its way.
There's been a concern recently about dengue. It's a disease carried by mosquitoes. How serious of a threat is this?
It's quite a serious threat. Dengue is a disease that's quite prevalent inside Burma. It's also quite prevalent in Thailand and especially in rural areas. And the problem is that because of the infrastructure, the health infrastructure that was there in the Delta, the ability of some of the groups to cope are in question. And that's why professional health workers need to get down there and actually start stemming the spread of dengue and responding to some of the people who are already contracting it as fast as possible.
David Matheson is with Human Rights Watch. He spoke to us from the Thailand-Myanmar border. Thank you so much.
Thank you.